Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to raw dog it again because we didn't really come up with anything or discuss anything beforehand.
But it's okay. I can come up with a couple of different things for us to talk about.
I was going to say, that doesn't necessarily mean we don't have things to talk about because there's a lot that's going on.
There's a lot going on. Also, I know that you were just complaining before we started recording that it's darker where you're recording right now.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm like looking at you and this lighting is great. Like for your skin and everything, you look amazing.
Well, that's good. Because I might not be able to put the light where I want it to be anyway, so.
There you go. The good news is you look immaculate in this lighting, so.
Well, that's good. So for those that don't know, I typically, at my office, I'm moving my stuff around in my apartment. And again, it was in the living room. Yeah, this is like the third time that we've lived here that I've moved stuff around. It was in the living room in the kitchen area, like off the kitchen where the dining room technically typically is. But I decided I didn't like that area. And another reason, I'm getting a treadmill that you can put under your desk and walk while you work.
Ooh.
So I needed a place that has a little bit, I think it'll work better here than it would have in the living room. So
okay.
I'm moving stuff around again. So I'm in the guest bedroom now. Still need to situate everything because I just started moving it because shit was crazy today.
Fair.
So I'm going to start with that. We were out of electricity from 9:30 last night until almost 9 a.m. this morning. And I almost burned this place down.
I bet it was fucking hot in there.
It was 80 degrees in this apartment.
No.
And that is
okay.
I was like, it would be okay if there was some movement of air. There is none. Because there were no fans because we had no electricity.
Right.
And we couldn't, even if we opened the doors, it was stuffy and gross outside, windows. It was stuffy and gross outside anyway. Our bedrooms are kind of out of the way.
So right. It's like, not even like you could have felt the breeze anyway.
Yeah. Unless you're like forcing air into a place, you can't really feel them in the bedrooms. So it's like, it was disgusting in here. I didn't get any sleep. I was awake until like 5:30 this morning. Ooh. And I still didn't fall asleep then. And then around, I think I fell asleep, like passed out around 6 a.m., but then woke up again at 8 a.m. and called the emergency phone number because at like 6 o'clock, I called the phone number to the front desk, but obviously they're not going to go there. So it goes to an answering service because online I looked and Rhode Island Energy, who was our electric provider, said there was no outage in the area. And I'm like, that's funny because I haven't had electricity for almost 6 hours now. So I don't know where you're getting this information. And so I called the phone number and she goes, oh yeah, there was a miscommunication. It's not the electric company's issue. It's something in the apartment building that's the issue. And they're working on getting it fixed. I was like, okay, do they have an estimated time? Because it's been 6.5 hours and I'm about to die.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, the last time I talked to a maintenance person, he said he was looking into it, but he didn't have any idea of when it would be fixed. I was like, okay, that's not very helpful. I kind of got annoyed with her and yelled at her, and then I felt bad, so I apologized to her because it's not her fault. But I'm like, she's like, I totally understand, and I get it. I get yelled at by everyone, so it's totally fine. I was like, but it's not, because I'm not that type of person. I was like, I'm just annoyed, and I'm hot, and I haven't had electricity for now 6 hours.
Right.
So I woke up at 8-something, called, and they said, oh, they have someone, a contractor coming in at 8:15 to look at it and see about getting it fixed. I was like, okay, whatever. They need to fix it soon. And then around 8:40-something, Ryan got up, went to the bathroom, was getting ready, and then the lights came back on. So I got up, turned the air on because it was 80 degrees in here.
Right.
And then turned like the lights, because like our lights are the smart lights. So if the power had come back on any time at night, all the lights would have turned on full brightness, yellowish light. So it would have startled the shit out of us anyway. But they finally came back on and I laid down and I think I slept until noon.
Dang.
I was like, ugh, it's gross. And then it was starting to get cool in here. So I was comfortable enough to fall asleep. I didn't go to sleep until like Ryan left around almost 10 o'clock. And then I slept until noon. So in all actuality, I got like maybe 5 hours of sleep last night and it was completely broken up. So, but I have electricity now. Now the next thing I have to do after I move all this stuff around is throw away everything that was in the refrigerator because it was sitting in the 80 degree weather or 80 degree apartment in a refrigerator that doesn't keep cold very well anyway. For 12 hours almost. So all of it is spoiled.
Gross.
So I have to now deal with throwing away trash or taking out almost an entire full refrigerator and freezer and throwing it in the trash. So I'm going to make like 4 trips to the trash.
Gross.
So that was a fun weekend. Fun Friday, Saturday.
I'm so sorry, friend.
That's okay. This too shall pass.
Like a kidney stone.
Yeah, basically.
No, I, for those who are listening, we're recording on Saturday because yesterday I again woke up with a migraine. And I ended up like being completely discombobulated. I didn't like fully recover until mid-afternoon, late afternoon. And then there's a cat meowing outside my door right now. Very insistently. Can you hear him?
No.
Oh my God. Anyway.
I can't hear him now, but I might probably potentially hear him after, like on the recording.
Right. But anyway, so that completely threw me off. So I was all discombobulated yesterday and I was like, can we do this tomorrow, please? But then like, I still have a headache today. It's just not migraine levels. It's just irritating. But yeah, I worked today. That was good. That was nice. Not a whole lot going on in my neck of the woods. I'm just vibing.
Yeah. Well, I got my passport, which was exciting because I didn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't think it would come back this fast, but it's been like less than 3 weeks.
And then I was going to say that was really fast.
Yeah. Ryan, they did not accept his
birth certificate,
which I didn't think they would. But the girl was like, we can just send it. And then if they need more information, they'll let you know. So he just has to send his birth certificate that we got. Off with, and then, which I think he's going to do next week. He's going to take it to the, I'm assuming he can just take it to the post office where we did the passports and stuff and let them know and just say, they asked me to send this in. What do I need to do? And go from there. But mine is ready. So I'm also, getting ready. I'm going to sign up for, what is it called? I just looked into it. It's not TSA PreCheck. It's like just a little bit above TSA PreCheck. Un momento, por favor. Mm-hmm. Universal enrollment.
Okay.
And it's basically like PreCheck, but you can like come back into. It's easier to come back into the United States.
Okay.
That if you have this, than if you don't. And so I submitted information for that. And it's like $100 for 5 years. of that. So
Okay.
I'm getting ready to travel to Costa Rica. For those of you that didn't hear that, we're going out to Costa Rica for some work stuff in October. So I figured it would make sense to have that. And then when we come back, I don't have to deal with it.
Nice.
Other than that, other things haven't been too crazy.
Holding.
Something happened. It said my microphone switched. Did it change? Does it sound weird
It,
now?
I did notice a difference in how you sounded.
Does it sound weird now, though?
No, it sounds fine now.
Okay.
I just sent you a link because it's something that I've been reading recently that is just like, because I used to watch this show. But anyway, but also I wanted to tell you about this 3-episode docuseries that I watched on Netflix recently. It's called Dirty Pop. And I don't like the usage of like AI in it
Yeah.
because it looks really creepy and weird. As AI does. And but it's about like the biggest Ponzi scheme in American history, which was the invention of boy bands in the late 90s, early 2000s, specifically Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. I highly recommend it. The article I sent you is not related to that, but that is something that I watched recently that I thought that you would also be interested in.
Yeah, the movie Josie and the Pussycats kind of jokes around with that too.
Yeah. And then, so for those listening, the article that I sent James is called Real Life Horror: The Christian Puppeteer Who Planned to Kill and Eat Children. And it's about a TV show called Joy Junction, which was a variety show on the Christian Television Network, but it was also on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is where I saw it growing up.
Is that the one with like that little emblem, the lions and the purple
Yes, the
thing? Okay.
Trinity Broadcasting Network is
I've
like
seen that too.
the
Didn't it
lions.
like come on at the middle of the night sometimes?
Sometimes.
Like early in the
Sometimes it would
day
come on in
too?
the middle of the night, and then there were like specific channels where you could get it like really clear on like a Saturday morning.
Oh, back in the day when it was like rabbit
Yeah.
ears and the antenna outside.
Yeah. Back before all the technology that we have now. But yes, so it was a TV show, like, like it says, Christian variety show, but it was a show that I was really interested in as a kid because they did like a lot of little skits. They did a lot of stuff with puppets, and like acting and that kind of stuff. And I just thought it was really interesting growing up. I saw that it had essentially been scrubbed from everything, which was a lot easier to do back then because, you didn't have access to the internet like you do now.
Yeah.
Stuff wasn't automatically uploaded to the internet first in a lot of cases. But yeah, apparently the puppeteer, the ventriloquist Ronald William Brown, apparently he received like a 20-year sentence for child pornography charges. But it wasn't just that. He like was a full-on pedophile, but he also wanted to like eat these children, like
That's
cannibalize
weird.
them. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So anyway, so just reiterating the fact that you are more likely to be molested by someone who proclaims to be a Christian than you are a drag queen. Like, just really drives that point home for me of how much sexual abuse is in the church, but they're over here going, oh, but the children, when it comes to drag queens and shit. And I'm just like, okay, but maybe you should start with your own people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe look at the 2x4 in your own eye rather than the speck in someone else's. You know, just.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah. So I just wanted to share that with you because it's something I've been reading and like listening to stuff about. It's just really, really wild.
Well, after I got home and am not as frustrated, although now I'm warm because I was moving stuff around again, I started rewatching the Inventing Anna, the Anna Delvey thing. I really like that show, and it's like an interesting concept, and it makes you think. Like, for those of you that don't know, she's basically she technically is an immigrant who. She keeps claiming that she does come from money and her family is wealthy, but her dad keeps cutting her off, so she doesn't have access to her money. But she was pretending, and based on most accounts and based on the information included in the series, the limited run series on Netflix, she faked her way to almost getting like $40 million to pay for a foundation that she was going to be running, that was like where people could come and experience art, where people could come and experience food. And then it was basically a club where ultra wealthy people could sign up and they would have exclusive access to artists and art and stuff like that. And she almost, like literally almost got away with it until everything started like falling apart and all her lies were like came crashing down. But it just kind of reads to the fact that she's doing the same thing that a lot of really now wealthy people in business did. And it makes it says something to the fact of how hard it is to make it in business if you don't come from wealth.
Right.
And a place of like means. So it's interesting.
That's very interesting because that also kind of relates to Dirty Pop.
Yeah.
Because the guy who started Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, I don't remember his last name, but his first name was Lou. But his Ponzi scheme was that he's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, create a boy band and get investors, you know, and then he took the money from the investors. But the interesting thing about that is that he'd been doing similar for years and was just like forging documents to show that he was really wealthy when in actuality he had like no money.
Yeah, that's exactly. But he became
so powerful, like in the industry, like he had a hand in like getting so many people started and like they were all like, but where's the money coming from? Like, where is the money? Because
yeah, and I will say, and I will say with Anna Delvey or Anna Sorokin, she did technically do, there was a little bit of fraud in there where she would write bad checks. So she would write a check. But the thing with that is like the banks that she worked with based on, again, this is all based on the series Inventing Anna. They gave her like the allowance to overdraw her account like $200,000. So they like set it up in her account to approve up to $200,000 for them to for her to withdraw without having money in the bank, kind of like in good faith, because they assumed that she would just have it wired in from her external bank.
Right.
So she was doing basically writing bad checks where she would write the check, take the money, spend the money, and pay for stuff. And then once she was out, she would close the account and then open another account somewhere else, depositing some money in from the little bit that she had left from that $200,000 allowance that she had. So it's very, like that part of it, yes, there was a little bit of fraud there because they were never going to see that money back because she didn't have it.
Right.
Until she had like the $40 million for the for her foundation, which it is kind of like if she would have made it and she would have been able to get that $40 million, she would have been fine. Like, I think she would have been fine. And she would have done her foundation. It would have been making money, and she would have been able to pay back all the money that she basically borrowed without borrowing from these people. And they basically just gave her all this money because she was pretending to be this rich socialite and acting like she came from money. Now, there was also a little bit of fraud where she was faking some bank statements and stuff, like you were talking about. Lou Pearlman is his name, yeah.
Lou Pearlman. I had to go look it up.
Yeah, where she was faking bank statements from some random guy that she made up, and she had the banks actually calling a phone number, but it was redirecting it to her, and she on her phone like had this app where it changed her voice, and she was talking to the banks telling them, oh yeah, I'll send it, and they never sent it because she didn't actually have the money.
Dang.
Craziness. But I mean, she's very smart, and she has a what is it called? It's not photographic memory, but it's like idyllic or something like that memory, where if she reads it, she can memorize it. It's kind of photographic, but she called it something else.
Eidetic?
Eidetic, yeah. Yeah, Eidetic memory. The ability to recall an image from memory with high precision, at least for a brief moment or period of time after seeing it only once and without using a mnemonic device. I think I kind of have that sometimes.
I can recall words much easier than I can images.
Oh, I can see something. Like, if you talked about something, I could, like, see it in my mind and, like, where I saw it sometimes.
Yeah, I can do that. I can, like, I guess the test that they do, because I actually have friends who cannot visualize in their head.
Yeah.
Like, they recognize it if they see it in front of them, but they cannot see it in their head. So like, if you were to say apple, like an apple, I can picture an apple vividly in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly what it looks like. And I, like, if you were to ask me where I keep the apples, I could tell you, like, I can visualize in my head where it is. But yeah.
Speaking of, there's some people that don't see things in color. Like in their mind, they can't see color. Like if you ask them to think about an apple, they can see an apple, but they don't see that the apple.
But they don't see what color it is.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Or they don't see it as like a picture. They see it as more of a drawing.
Okay. Interesting. Weird. I think it's really interesting all the different ways that our brains like see and understand what's around us. Like Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to go off topic and talk about something about school because I'm annoyed.
Oh, I was going to say, like those people who see or hear sounds and see colors, you know, so each sound has a different color to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wild to me. Absolutely wild. Anyway, continue.
So school, one of my instructors is really starting to piss me off, and it's not even my fault. So I've turned in two assignments so far. Mm-hmm. And in the first one, he gave me feedback and sent a video and was like, here, watch this video for APA formatting for your first page. Because I've received feedback on APA formatting, but it was like always something not related to the like very first page. I don't even remember the title page.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he was like, oh, it's your title page. And then the page numbers. And he sent me the video. I watched the video, followed along the video as I was updating my title page. Because basically all I do is take an old paper and then save it as a new paper and then get rid of all the old content so that I don't have to do the formatting bullshit again.
Oh, that makes sense.
Just change the title and the date that it's turned in. Well, I was following it, and in the video it said that the first page to put the page number on the pages and in the upper right hand corner. So I did that, and in the video it specifically says the first page as well. So I left it on the first page. But apparently when he downloads it and reads it, it moves the header, the numbers, to the other side of the page, and he doesn't want the number on the first page. So I was like, well, I don't know what you're seeing, because when I upload it and the document that I look at, when I open it on my computer, it is on the right-hand side. So I don't know what you're looking at. And he sent me a screenshot and it is showing that it's on the left-hand side. But I'm like, I'm looking at the document that I turned in where it's on the right-hand side. So I don't know if it's the way that he's opening it, it's opening it wrong.
It's weird.
But it's 2 points, so it's not really something that I'm going to argue back and forth with him about.
I mean, right, but that's still really aggravating.
And the fact that he didn't, like, he sent me the video, and in the video it specifically says to leave the page number on the first page. I was like, I typically don't. In every other paper I've turned in, I take the page number off the first page. And in the very first one I turned in, it wasn't on there. So the only reason I changed it was because he sent me this video. And in the video, it specifically says it goes on the first page.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not going to argue with him, but he sent me a screenshot and showed me what it looked like. And I was like, I don't know why it's opening like that. I didn't answer him. I didn't respond, but I'm like, I don't understand why it's opening like that. And I did like a screen recording of me showing the timestamp of the document and opening the document to show him that it's on the right hand side. Even if I download the document that's on the website, it's on the right hand side. So I don't know why it's like that. And if it continues, it's going to be his problem, not mine, because I'm uploading it and it's correct. So exactly. If I get more points docked next week for the assignment that I turn in, I'm going to fight it, because it's ridiculous that it's not my fault. It's your system, however you're opening the document, that's messing it up.
Right. Like, I don't understand that.
And then one last thing about the electricity. The main thing that I'm annoyed at is, we never received any notification from our apartment complex that there was an issue with the electricity and what was going on and whether they were going to have it fixed, when they were going to have it fixed, anything like that. I had to call and find out information, and I emailed them and I haven't received a response. So I'm like, I'm pissed off. And Monday I'm going to go to the front desk and be like, what happened? And what are you guys going to do to fix this? Because I have a whole refrigerator of food that I now have to throw away.
Exactly. You should absolutely ask them to reimburse you for those groceries, especially since it was their problem and not the electric company.
Yeah. And why did it take so long? That's the ridiculous part.
Right. Exactly. Wild.
Other than that, how are things going? What do you want to talk about?
Things are going okay. I had something and now I don't remember what it was.
Did you hear anything about that job you applied for?
I have not. Oh, I heard back from
the one that you interviewed for?
The one that I interviewed for, yes. They finally sent me an email saying I was not chosen. Which I saw coming. But I have not heard back from the government job yet. Because it only just closed on Monday. The posting only just closed on Monday. So I'm assuming it's probably going to take a week or so before they start trying to call people for interviews. That kind of thing. So I'm going to check in this next week with my manager and see if she's heard anything about it.
And you let her know that you were applying for it, right?
Yes, she knew that I was applying for it. We had the discussion about that. So, but yeah, other than that, I'm I had an appointment with my psychiatrist. I have a psychiatrist now. On Wednesday, he just like bumped up the dosage of my meds. He said that we're gonna try that for 2 weeks, and if I don't see a difference, then we're gonna try a completely different medication altogether. So I guess we'll see what happens. I just want to not die. I just want to not want to die all the time.
That makes sense. That's a good call out.
I just would like to enjoy living for a change, you know, just for the experience. But anyway, yeah, that's about it. It's just my depression's been full.
Yeah.
Ooh, I went and got sushi the other day, though, which made me think about you and Sam.
Oh, yeah. What'd you have?
I got, what did I get? It was called a Colorado roll.
Okay.
What
did it have in it?
It had tuna. It had, some wasabi honey sauce, which was really good. I think I know it had tuna, but I think it had something else too, but I don't remember. But it was really good. Got it from this place called Sushi Ocean, which was pretty good food, man. I liked it.
We have to figure out what we're gonna do for lunch tomorrow. So Ryan and I always go to lunch on Sundays.
Yup. What do I need to do? I'm probably going to end up driving some tonight so that I have a little money since I just paid rent. Everything is gone.
Yeah. I mean, I just paid rent too. So it's crazy. But I also got a new thing in my living room. So we don't have a microwave, which I don't understand why we don't have a microwave. So I had to buy one. And there's this little like weird space right next to the, like in the kitchen, but there's like this little space of wall that doesn't have anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where I have the microwave on the other table that I had that used to be my desk. And I bought something to replace that. That's like just a little like movable island thing to put the microwave on it. And I'm going to bring that old desk into this room. And it's going to be like some storage and stuff over to the side. But it also has like cabinets and stuff in it so we can put stuff in. Like things inside the cabinet so they're not out and about on the floor.
Makes sense.
So to tidy things up. So I have to do, I have to put that together at some point, move everything, and then move. I think I'm going to move the chairs again back to where they were before. Or not where they were before, Because it was, so I don't remember if it was like this when you were here, that sofa was against the wall next to where our bedroom was. It's now the guest bedroom since we swapped. And then the two chairs were in the middle. It was because we tried to do a podcast right there. So yeah, I'm going to move the chairs back there and then the dining table back to where it goes or where it was originally.
Okay.
So it's going to, I'm still working on things, moving stuff around. And then we're going to move it. Hopefully have it done by, I'll probably continue moving it tomorrow or Friday or Monday and get everything ready to go and done. Some vacuumed up and some trash taken out because Ryan and I are really bad about, it's mainly Ryan's fault, where he'll go to the store or go somewhere and he won't take the reusable bags and he'll bring home those paper bags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I wish he would just fold them up and throw them in the trash and put them in the trash can. But instead, what he does is put them beside the trash can, open, and then puts trash in them until they're full, and then doesn't take them out. and it drives me nuts. So now there's like six bags that are sitting next to the trash can that are full of trash that we have to take out. So I might make him do that with me tomorrow.
There you go.
Right.
I sent you a BuzzFeed quiz.
Okay.
And I have one other BuzzFeed quiz that I'm going to send you as well. And we're just going to have a little fun.
BuzzFeed fun. Okay.
Yeah, just a little, you know. Because I feel like we're going to probably wind down here in a few moments. So we might as well do a couple of, fun quizzes.
Yeah, which is good because I need to cook dinner.
Yep. So the first one is eat only fruit for the day and I'll guess which season you look forward to all year.
Oh, this will be fun.
Yes. So the first one is pick a red fruit. So our options are apple, pomegranate, cherries, or strawberries.
This one's hard. Because I love all of these fruits.
Same. But I think I'm going to go with a pomegranate.
I'm going to go with cherries because I love cherries. The next one is pick an orange fruit. Papaya, peach, orange, or cantaloupe. This one's difficult.
It is because I really love papaya, but I also really love peaches.
I love peaches and I love oranges. And my thing is there's a bunch of different varieties of both peaches and oranges. Mm-hmm. However, peaches are sometimes, it's really hard to determine when they are and are not ripe. So I'm going to go with oranges.
I'm going to go with peaches just because I really fucking love peaches. next one is pick a yellow fruit. Lemon, star fruit, pineapple, or banana.
I'm going with pineapple because I love pineapple.
I am also going to go with pineapple, actually.
I've never had star fruit that I can remember.
I don't think I've ever had star fruit either, but I've always wanted to try it.
I like lemon, but I already chose a citrus in the last one, so I don't want to do another citrus. And I love bananas. I really like all fruits. I'm a fruit person. I'm a fruit, Sarah.
This is going to shock you, but I too am a fruit. And also a fruit person.
And then the next one is pick a green fruit. Kiwi, lime, honeydew melon, or grapes.
Ooh, it's going to be kiwi for me. I fucking love kiwis.
I love green grapes especially. So I'm going to choose grapes.
All right. The next one is pick a blue or purple fruit. Blueberries, plums, passion fruit, or grapes. I think I'm going to go plums.
So I'm less of a fan of purple grapes or blue grapes, red grapes, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
I do like them, but I prefer green grapes. I love blueberries. I've had passion fruit in things, but I've never had it by itself. And I love plums. I'm going to go with plums as well. And the next one is pick a pink fruit. Dragon fruit, grapefruit, watermelon, or fig. Oh my gosh, this one's hard.
Ooh.
Also, I'm surprised that they picked the dragon fruit with the white flesh instead of the one with the pink flesh, since this is a pink fruit round.
Fair. I'm going to go watermelon.
I'm only saying this is difficult because I love grapefruit and I love figs. However, I've already chosen citrus, so I'm going to go with fig.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of watermelon.
I know. I'm a huge fan of watermelon. I love watermelon. All right. And lastly, pick a random fruit. Coconut, raspberries, mango, or pear.
Ew. I'm going with raspberries. And they got my season wrong.
I'm going with mango. And they also got my season wrong.
Because I think we're both fall, right? We're both fall.
We're both fall.
Yeah.
We're both fall people. I got summer.
I got summer as well.
Your favorite season is summer. You wait all year for the time when the days are longer and filled with sunshine. Having a pool day spent reading a good book and soaking up rays is your idea of a perfect day.
Okay, really, to be fair,
that is kind of a perfect day for me, but it'd be better if it was cooler.
It's so weird that that's what they chose, because most of the fruit that I chose is typically, like, aside from pineapple and figs, maybe, no, raspberries, most of the stuff, it's stone fruit, which is typically in the fall.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There's no rhyme or reason behind these people.
There is no rhyme or reason. It's just for shits and giggles.
So, all right. The next one is, which planet do you embody? Eat a plate full of desserts to find out. And the first set of desserts are profiteroles, cherry pie, jello, crepe, donuts, or tiramisu.
Ooh. Oh my God, this is so hard.
This one is hard.
So
I'm stuck between tiramisu and cherry pie.
I'm also stuck between tiramisu and cherry pie.
Which one are you going to choose? And I'll choose the opposite.
I'm going to go tiramisu.
Okay. Because I love cherry pie too, but I love tiramisu.
All right. Pick a second one. Ice cream cake, banana pudding, cannoli, apple pie, red velvet cake, or gulab jamun.
What is that?
It's an Indian dessert. I've never had it though, but I've heard of it. I have a controversial opinion, and that controversial opinion is I don't like cannolis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say apple pie isn't very good.
I mean, I was specifically talking about cannolis. I've tried to like cannolis, but I just don't.
I don't mind them. I think they're a little bit much. But I'm going to choose ice cream cake, and specifically Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Oh, that's fair.
Because of that really good chocolate cookie fudge middle crunch.
Yes.
Section. Love it.
I'm choosing banana pudding.
Okay, you go off, sis. And then third, choose a third one. Toffee pudding, milf birre. It looks delicious, whatever it is.
It looks great.
So
I don't know what that is.
Just looking at it, it looks like layers of puff pastry and then strawberries. I'm assuming it's probably pastry cream. Like layered on top of each other. It's strawberries like, and pastry cream. It looks delicious. But moving on. Then there's baklava, tres leches cake, lemon pie, and brownie sundae. I'm going to choose the French one that I don't know how to say, because that looks delicious. And I'm pretty sure that's what we get sometimes when we go to that Spanish. It might be Spanish, actually. The Madrid coffee place. And it is pretty delicious.
I'm torn between the baklava and the tres leches.
I love baklava.
I also love baklava. It's so funny too, because I was actually talking about those baklava milkshakes at Trojan Horse.
No.
I'm gonna go with baklava. I talked myself into it. What about another tasty dessert? Mochi, churros, chocolate cream pie, Victoria sponge cake, crepe cake, or burek?
Burek looks similar to baklava.
It does.
Like it's filo dough.
Layered with them. I'm going churros on this one.
This one's going to be difficult because I like crepe cake and I like chocolate cream pie, but I also love mochi.
Mochi's great.
And I already did one pie, so I'm going to knock that one out. I already did a cake, so I'm going to go mochi. But I already did ice cream, too.
Well, I guess mochi is technically a little different than ice cream, though.
That's true. And go for a last one. There's almond cream cake, eclairs, banana caramel pancakes, cherry cheesecake, flan, or Yule log. Who the hell is choosing Yule log?
I don't know. But I'm going for those banana caramel pancakes because those look fucking dope.
I'm going to go with eclairs because I love eclairs. What did you get?
I got Earth.
Oh, I got Saturn.
Oh, okay. Well, mine says you embody the essence of Earth, grounded, nurturing, and endlessly curious. You thrive in the beauty and diversity of the natural world.
I mean, the grounded one might be a bit of a stretch, but everything else I think is probably correct.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the grounded one is absolutely a stretch, especially considering that I am, in fact, an air sign.
And then mine says, you embody Saturn. Disciplined, wise, and steadfast, you navigate life with a sense of purpose and resilience that inspires others to follow your lead.
I think yours is pretty accurate, though. Yours is pretty spot on.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Wow. Way to go, BuzzFeed. One broken clock twice a day.
Your beverage of choice will revert you. Let's go to this one, too. Your beverage of choices. Your beverage choices will reveal your favorite movie.
Oh, okay.
You see that one? If you don't, I'll send it.
I do not see that one.
Okay, I sent it. Favorite movie genre. I missed a word.
It's okay.
So your beverage choices will reveal your favorite movie genre. And then after this, we'll call it a podcast because I gotta go make dinner.
Sounds fair. All right. Pick one. Cappuccino, Fanta, martini, or soju?
And that one's an espresso martini specifically. So I don't know if it means espresso martini specifically or just martini.
I think it just means martini because if you look, the soju is also specifically a peach soju, but I know that they come in a lot of different flavors. So I think it just means in general.
Either way, I'm going with cappuccino because I love coffee.
I'm actually going to go with soju on this one. I also love coffee, but soju is, I love.
What's next? Coca-Cola, ginger ale, Negroni, or whiskey? I'm going to go weird. No, I would say whiskey, but that's not really 100% true. I do like a whiskey every now and then, but I'm going to go ginger ale.
I'm also going ginger ale.
I love a good ginger ale.
I also love a good ginger ale. All right, choose your fave. Cider, green juice, mocha, or sparkling water?
Well, every time I go to a cafe or somewhere where they serve coffee, I typically get a mocha.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a mocha. But in the fall, when it's like really nice and cozy outside, still a little bit warm, a nice cold cider.
Yes. I think I'm going to go with cider.
And then make another selection. Champagne, Earl Grey tea, margarita, or Sprite. I'm being very boring because I'm going to go Earl Grey tea like an old person.
I mean, I was also going to go Earl Grey tea, but I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to go with champagne.
Earl Grey tea with a little bit of milk and some honey.
Yeah. All right. Pick again. Apple juice, iced tea, Mountain Dew, or slushy.
I love a good apple juice, but that apple juice looks disgusting.
That apple juice does look disgusting. I'm going to go Mountain Dew just because why not?
I'm going apple juice because I love apple juice. And then what's your fave? Boba tea, green tea, latte, or red wine? Ooh, red wine.
Boba tea. What's next? Coconut water, lemonade, Manhattan, or Red Bull? Lemonade.
It depends on the time. If it's really early in the morning and I didn't sleep very well, I will throw back a Red Bull.
But even when I was drinking energy drinks, I was always a monster girly.
Yeah, I'm going to go with lemonade though too. And then you know what to do. Beer, LaCroix, or LaCroix, depending on who you talk to, orange juice, or iced coffee.
iced coffee.
I'm gonna go with LaCroix, even though it's actually sparkling water, because I'm not 100% a LaCroix person, but I will drink it if that's the only sparkling water that's available.
I like LaCroix. I also like bubbly, and Liquid Death is my favorite.
Yeah.
Sip on another beverage. Daiquiri, hot cocoa, mimosa, or a smoothie. You know, I'm going to go mimosa. I'm going to go basic white bitch.
I'm going to throw it in and get alcohol and go mimosa as well. And then pick one last drink. Americano, kombucha, mango lassi, or white wine.
I'm going with mango lassi.
This one's kind of hard because I love kombucha and I like Americanos.
Americanos are good. Gazoon type. He sings. Mine is wrong.
I'll go Americano. Oh, mine is too. Did you get romance?
No. I got action.
I got romance.
If a movie isn't full of car chases and fights, you don't want it. You're all about that action. And I'm over here like, no, please.
She's all about that in the between the sheets action.
Yeah, I am.
Because she would rather have romance.
I mean, I like some
drama.
Romance,
but... Is it like yours is probably more drama than.
Yeah, I'm more of a horror or psychological kind of girly.
Yeah. So the romance one says there's something so special about watching people fall in love, even when they're fictional. I don't agree.
It's so funny because you don't even like, you're like, I love Ryan, but also.
Don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. You're just there.
Yeah, exactly.
Romantic movies just touch your heart. They actually don't. To me, I don't agree. I hate romantic movies. There are some of them that are really good. But it's like typically not.
Yeah, I'm like, the older I get, the more open I am to like watching romance movies and things like that. I obviously am obsessed with Bridgerton, but one of the reasons I like Bridgerton is because of the historical aspects. Like, I like romance if it's not the be-all end-all, generally I prefer romance if it's secondary to something else.
Yeah.
So all right, want to call it a podcast?
Absolutely. As I yawn because I got 5 hours of broken sleep last night.
My poor friend.
What are you doing this weekend?
Since
it's Saturday and tomorrow is the only weekend day.
Well, I'm working tomorrow, and then I'm also going to a kink event in the evening.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
What kind of kink? Or is that just, there's some of them there?
So it's pretty much open to any kink. There's usually some demonstrations, like... specifically like impact demonstrations, or they'll do some demonstrations with tying people up, you know, different things.
What does impact demonstration mean? Like spanking?
Yeah, it could be spanking. It could be just basically any kind of hitting.
Hmm.
There's sometimes they'll have like demonstrations for like wrestling. So like, it's called primal play. And it's basically just where people like tussle. I was just like, I didn't know that that was a kink, but I'm here for it.
Well, I mean, I think it's like a pretty, especially gay porn specifically, there's like wrestling.
Like play fighting kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm here for it. I've never done it personally, but I mean, I'm here for it. So anyway, but it's something that the kink community has every month, because Austin actually has a really big kink community. So, yeah.
I mean, they're really keeping up that saying, keep Austin weird.
Yes. Yes. And this is one of the ways that we keep it weird. So there's a club, a swingers club here. And once a month they hold a kink event. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow night.
Well, that's fun. We're going to try to figure out what to eat for lunch tomorrow. And then, I don't know, probably move some stuff around, empty the refrigerator and clean up the apartment a little bit.
There you go. Watch a movie or something.
Yeah. I should probably do some school stuff because I have a paper that's due this week. And then I need to do my discussion boards and figure out what I need to do because I'm on my, this will be the week 5. I'm currently in week 5 of my 10 weeks.
Nice. Halfway there.
And then I have 1 week off after that. And that's when I'll be back in Indiana for Kristen's wedding.
Yes.
So I'm driving back. I already have my hotels and stuff booked on the way there. And then while I'm there, I haven't booked a hotel coming back yet, but I would probably look into doing that soon. So I'm trying to figure out where I want to stop on my way back, and there's really no rush for me to get back because I don't have to go back to work until the 23rd, and I'm leaving the 18th.
There you go.
And it's just me.
Oh, it's just you going by yourself. Yeah. Oh. That'd be nice.
Just me on the road, me in my car.
There you go. I was going to ask, are you Kristen's man of honor again?
I don't know. I don't think she's having like bridesmaids and stuff this time. It's just people that are important to her because it's not a bunch of people. Although I'm kind of weary about going now because she called me today. She FaceTimed me and I was on my way to the store and I was like, I can't answer FaceTime because I'm driving. And she goes, what are you doing driving? I was like, if you would have texted me before you FaceTimed me and assaulted me with your FaceTime, then you would have known that I can't take a FaceTime call right now. But if you give me like 5 minutes, I can park and then I can answer it FaceTime. But on the call, she was asking me, her mom wanted a second opinion, an unbiased opinion about dresses she was wanting to wear to the wedding. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I already told her my opinion. I want her to wear the red one that she showed. And that's the only one that I like. I like the pink one too, but the red one is the best one. And she was right. Like, well, she didn't buy the red one. I was like, then she didn't listen to my already opinion that I gave her because it should have been the red one because it was the best option of the ones that she chose because it looked really nice on her and it was a nice color and it was sleeves, but it was short sleeves. So it wasn't like super long or annoying. And the blue one that she wanted, it was like 3/4 sleeves. So it was just above the elbow. And I was like, I don't like, and they were a little bit more. They were loose fitting sleeves, so they were kind of flowy and I don't like that. So I was like, I want her to wear the red one. She needs to go back and buy the red one and get rid of those other three that she just showed me because I don't like them.
There you go.
But I was like, of the two that you just showed me, the pink one is better than the blue one because I don't like the sleeves on the blue one. But anyways, she was also like, I don't remember what I said, but she was like, well, you have to remember people at this thing are going to have guns. And I was like, why? Why are they going to have guns?
At a wedding?
It's at a park.
What? Why?
At a wedding, at a park. I don't understand. What's the need to have a gun?
Okay. I guess they're planning for that, for when the squirrels finally rise up and try to destroy all humanity.
Or geese.
Ooh. Yeah. Geese for sure.
Geese, I could see having guns around geese because they're kind of crazy.
They are crazy.
All right. Well, we can call it a podcast now that I talked about that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, and don't forget to follow and subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. And feel free to follow us on our social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, we're not on that platform. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message anything you'd like us to discuss, our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, enjoy your weekend.
You as well.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.